Blog Talk Radio.
I was walking downtown one day, and I saw a man who appeared to be just an old wino sitting on the street telling the people about Jesus as they passed by. And because he was all raggedy and dirty, people would just laugh and make fun of the old man and walk on by. And he said, because of the way I am, no money, no fancy clothes, fine homes and cars, a lot of people consider me as nothing and say I don't know what I'm talking about. But there's one thing that he said that really touched my heart and stayed on my mind. When that old man looked up and said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. He said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And he said,
amen, amen. I love that song. I love that song. I love that song. Yes, God is good. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And when he saved a man like me, I know those words are so absolutely true. Good evening. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm your host, Brother David, and I'd like to welcome you to the Spirit of a Soldier, where we come to share the knowledge and wisdom of God's Word. You know, it is such a privilege to be able to do this. And I've been away a skip and kind of hitting and missing because I had some challenges. But God has been good. Every time I would go to the doctor, they sent me to the wrong doctor. But we know who the real doctor is. But they would send me to the wrong doctor, and I would press on. And they sent me to another wrong doctor, and I would press on. But last week, they sent me to another wrong doctor. But this time, I didn't walk out discouraged. I didn't have the attitude of a kid who was anticipating Christmas gifts under the tree, and they wasn't there. I walked out and I looked at the doctor and said, you know what? No worries. Because all y'all do is just take care of the symptoms. God is the healer. By the time y'all get around to me, God is going to heal me already. And he looked at me, the doctor looked at me and said, you know what? You're absolutely right. You have a blessed day. And I walked out the door with my head up and encouraged that God was going to do what his word tells us he would do. He would heal us. By his stripes we are healed. Well, I can stand before you today and say progression is being made. God is moving in my behalf. Hallelujah. So when I meet the doctor again Thursday, no worry, no stress, no strain, because I already know that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He will take care of the issue. Man just takes care of the symptoms. Again, let us go in prayer and let us give thanks unto God for the mighty blessings that he's done for us. He is so good. He is so good. And if you doubt what I say, look in the mirror today and ask yourself, if you know who you are in there, God is good. If you can see yourself, God is good. If you can hear the sound of your voice, God is good. If you're standing there looking in the mirror, God is good. If you're sitting there looking in the mirror, God is good. Because God has never left you or forsaken you. God has been with you all the time. Heavenly Father, we just glorify and magnify your name. We say hallelujah. We say hallelujah. We say hallelujah. Because we know, God, that you are there for us. Every step of the way, your word tells us, God, that you know the plans for our life. It wasn't that I know the plans you got for our life. You said you know the plans for our life. It was you who formed us, Father God, in the beginning, Father. You already had that plan laid out. And that plan was for us to prosper, Father God, not for harm, Father, that would give us a hope and a future. Father God, I thank you for always having hope that you will provide the future for me and provide it for all of us, Father God. The 8.7 billion people in the world, there's hope, Father God, for us all. And as we move forward to trusting you, believe in you, walk in you, talk to you, Father God, as we draw nearer to you, you will draw near to us. Father, we can't go wrong when we come close to you because you provide all that we need. You say you supply all I need. Sometimes people think of needs, Father, is tangible things like food, clothes, and shelter. But God, you're supplying a need when you give us your breath and your strength. I thank you, Father God. Every day you wake us up, Father God, it's another golden opportunity to accept Jesus Christ, our personal and Savior, for those that don't know you. And for those who may have fallen back, it's still another golden opportunity to be welcomed with your open arms like the prodigal son. It's a golden opportunity, Father God, because Jesus died upon the cross for our sins, that we would die to sin and live on to righteousness. I thank you, Father God, moving in the right standard that you set before us. I thank you, Father God. I pray for everyone, Father God, knowing and unknowing, those, Father, I have met, those I have not met, and those, Father, you will put upon our path all the way, Father God, through the course of this journey. I thank you for the blessings be upon them. I thank you, Father God, that they have blessed me so much they wouldn't have room enough to contain it. Father God, when they look for healing, you're there physically, emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually. If they need finances, the windows of heaven blessings will pour upon them, Father God. They wouldn't have room enough to contain it. Father God, if they need peace, oh, you give them peace to surpass all understanding. Oh, Father God, when they walk with you, talk with you, and get to know you, you will show us all your salvation. I thank you, Father God. Oh, you're worthy to be praised. How can we forget all your benefits, Father God, forgiving us of our iniquities, redeeming us from our own self-destruction, Father God, healing all diseases, Father God, crowning us with your loving kindness and tender mercy. How can we forget your benefits, that you satisfy our mouth with good things, Father God, your word, Father God, that was made flesh, Father God, then passed down in writing, Father God, that we may know you, we would know you, we would know you, you would communicate with us, God, hallelujah, through your word. And then all said and done, Father God, you will renew our youth like the eagle, giving us back what the locust, we allowed the locust to take away. Hallelujah, you're worthy to be praised. So, Father, as I go forward today, I ask you, Father God, continue to let me decrease every day and let the Holy Spirit increase in me. When I fall, I will cry out like Peter to you and hold my hand up and say, Lord, help me so I can get back on shore and get on the other side to be with you. Help me, Father God. As these words go forward today, Father God, let them have the dunamis power, the impact power, Father God, to help them to be able to receive what I'm receiving, Father God. Your love, your mercy, your grace, your wisdom, Father God, that only you can give. For, Father, when we lean not to our own understanding, you will provide the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding through the Holy Spirit to be able to discern the word, the right word of truth. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for all you've done and brought me to this point right now to praise you and to share what you have shared with me. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I say hallelujah to you, God. I say hallelujah to you, God. I say hallelujah to you, God. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 and amen. I'm excited. I am pumped up. I am pumped up. I'm pumped up because this golden opportunity that I'm being used as the vessel, I can say when you say, who shall I send? I can stand boldly and say, send me. Oh, I might not have all the things. He may give me the plan and partial, but I'll be able to step up because I'll walk in faith and not by sight. I'm growing to become like Abraham. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where he's taking me, but I'm willing to go. Hallelujah. Today's quote is by Søren Kierkegaard, life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forward. Martin Luther King said, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. I've been there. I've been there in that last month. Hallelujah. Alexander Graham Bell said, when one door closed, another opens, but we often look too long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the one which has just been opened. Don't keep looking back in the past. God is opening up new doors. All things are passed away, and all things are becoming new. Hallelujah. Edmund Mabik says, the answer to every adversity lies in the courageously moving forward in faith. Courageously moving forward in faith. I told my soldiers, courage is not the absence of fear, but it's stepping into it with the faith that you can move forward and overcome it. And overcome it. And the scripture tells us in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Isaiah 43:18-19 says, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. But behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do not perceive it. I will make a way in the wilderness and the river in the desert. And in Psalms 32:8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eyes upon you. How could you go wrong when God's eyes upon you? He is going to counsel you. He's going to instruct you, and he's going to teach you. He said that we will live a long life and know his salvation. We need to embrace this. Proverbs 4:25. Let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. I want to share a little story. As a man used to always tell me, you got time for a little story. Hallelujah, a man in the desert. It was a very hot day, and the sands were glittering like gold in the desert. Andrew, who was touring the place, lost his way in the desert. He couldn't find his way back, and the water in his bottle was completely dry. He was in a desperately searching for water. Otherwise, he would die due to dehydration. As he struggled walking in the desert, he saw a small hut at the distance. Initially, he thought it was a mirage. However, he continued to walk towards the hut. As ash reached the hut, he realized that the hut was real. He opened the door and found nobody there. It seemed like a place that was abandoned for some time. He was surprised to see a hand water pump that had all the connections intact to the pipeline to the ground. He started pumping, but there was no sign of water. And he continued his effort, and he gave up finally due to exhaustion. He started searching the hut for other sources of water. Then he found a bottle hidden in the corner. He was very happy when he was about to drink the water. I found a note attached to it. On the paper, it was written, please use this water to start the pump. It works. After you've done with the pump, don't forget to refill the bottle again. After reading the message on the paper, he went into a dilemma. Will the pump work if I was to use this water? Is the pump in good condition? Can I trust what is written on the paper? If it is false, then my last source of water would be wasted. He paused for a minute and closed his eyes and began to pray. Then he poured the water from the bottle into the pump and started pumping. Soon he heard a bubbling sound and the water started pouring out. There was a moment of relief on his face. He drank the water and filled it inside. He filled the other bottle he had with him. Then he got refreshed and refilled the bottle from the hut. He stayed in the hut for some time and looked around. Then he saw a pencil and a map explaining the direction to the nearby village from the hut location. He was so happy at the idea that God was working with him. He thought to himself, my God, what is happening? You're there for me. Suddenly he believed that the map would also direct him in the right direction. Then he wrote on the paper, "Have faith, it works." And he placed the bottle and the paper back into the place he had found it. And happily he left. But in our lives, there will be times when we need faith to move forward. The moment you start believing, God will provide according to the plan that he has for our life. We have to have faith. We have to trust. That young man could have gave up, especially when he pumped and he pumped, and he probably knew not the mechanics of how the pump worked. So when the note told him to pour this inside the pump and it would work, he had to have faith. He had to keep moving forward. Well, that's what our show is about today, marching forward in Christ by faith. Life, everyone wants it, everyone will live it, but will everyone get the best out of it? I thus far have lived 63 years, which I tallied up to be over 23,000 days of this amazing journey we call life. I've done things people wished and dreamed about. I've done things that people regret for the rest of their lives and all in between. There has been times I've been very proud of myself, and there have been times I've been ashamed like Judas Iscariot. I know as I make these statements, the wheel of curiosity, judgment, and negativity spins in many people's minds. Yet I know this for certain, that if I was a miniature spy cam or recording every person's move as they go through their life, I would guarantee to be able to see that somewhere, some point in your life, you may be able to say the same, especially if you were standing before God. The scenes may be different, the characters may be different, and the events may be different. But somewhere along the line, there will be similarities that will be detected in all our lives. So where am I going with this thought? Well, for about a month plus now, I've been dealing with some physical challenges that have been out the norm for many days. And it has almost completely brought me to a halt in many areas of my life. The normal thorn in my side had increased. It had affected my thoughts, made me unable to walk at times, to sit, to stand, and my primary focus was only on pain. But because of the nature of who I am, I try not to let people know about my other ailments, which are not visible to the naked eye, meaning that you can only see them through MRIs, CAT scans, and X-rays. Some doctors have classified me as a miracle man walking. You see, I was discharged from the Army with 26 ailments, for which 13 of them would stop many people in their tracks. Yet I marched forward in faith. It was mentioned in a book, Hallelujah, Follow Christ by Henry Nouwen, suggesting there are two types of people, running around or wandering, and the sitting there doing nothing inactive people. Zig Ziglar, the great motivational speaker, possessed a different perspective, which somewhat has the same meaning. He called people either wandering generality that are unproductive, and then there are those who are meaningful pacific, who are moving with a purpose. In other words, there will be some who will run around in life doing many things, attending many events, going here, going there, but in reality going nowhere. Therefore, define themselves unconsciously as that wanderer in life, thinking they are moving forward, but in reality are like the hamster in the cage, moving in the wheel, but basically moving in a circle in their lives. Here they become exhausted if they were productive, but haven't really accomplished anything for themselves in the big scheme of things, especially not very much for God. I like what was said by Catherine Paulson, who says about faith. Faith means complete trust and confidence in God and ourselves through the Holy Spirit, which would have us to move with a purpose. See, faith is like the inner voice that keeps reminding us about the positive outlook, which should have us moving forward in life. It helps us to keep and maintain a proper perspective, which when placed in different challenging situations, we can keep moving forward. You see, faith is unseen but felt. Faith is strength when we feel we have none. Faith is hope when all seem lost. How many times have our faith been tested, which would determine if we have pseudo-faith or confident faith? You see, confident faith is what God wants us to have. The scripture tells us in 10:35, do not cast away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Hallelujah. Or do you walk with the pseudo faith? Let me show you a few people who march with confidence, or did they march with pseudo faith? Let's consider the tragedy of Israel. It should make every righteous soul of every age weep for these unwise people. As I present the story, look into your own heart. Ask yourself this question. Could not their story be repeated in our lives? You see, we all got similarity. Even though this was the Old Testament tragedy, but in this case, it was a national tragedy. You see, the Israelites had marched out of the power of the greatest empire in the world at the time, which I would say shows confident faith that God will provide. They had a personal witness to the plague that afflicted the Egyptians, but they had left Israel untouched. They had with their own hands smeared blood on the doorway of their homes and then heard the cries of the Egyptians as the firstborn fell. They had marched between the towering walls of water that divided as commanded by Moses, then watched those walls collapse on the army of Pharaoh. They ate bread that miraculously appeared each morning, drank water gushing from the rock, felt Sinai quake, and saw the glow with fire. What people in all history had greater witness that God was with them and would use his supreme unlimited power in their behalf? They had so much and were promised so much. Then came the choices, always the choices, like Adam and Eve. In one foolish, blind, faithless choice, this generation of Israel lost it all. If you want to know more about the story, check out Numbers 13 to 36, the chapters, if you will. Now let's look at a man and woman who have marched with confidence and faith for Christ, which the leader Joshua marched in faith to show that God is true to his word and his unlimited power can make anything happen when we trust and believe in faith, no matter what the situation or conditions may be. Let me expound on this out of Joshua 6, 1 through 27. Now, the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelite. No one went in and no one came out. Then the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have delivered Jericho into your hand, along with the kings and then the fighting men. March around the city, armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry the trumpet and ram horn in front of the ark. You see, people, first, you must be willing to follow instructions. The word tells us in 1 Samuel 15:23, obedience is better than sacrifice. Then on the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpet, have the whole army give a loud shout, and then the walls of the city will collapse, and the army will go up and everyone straight in it. So Joshua, son of Nun, called the priest's bed to them. Take up the ark of the covenant of the Lord. Have 7 priests carry the trumpet in front of it. And then order the army, advance. March around the city with the armed guards going ahead of the ark of the Lord. Second, you must be willing to stand up to call. You can't sit down and go at the same time. You can't march sitting. You need to stand. And when Joshua had spoke to the people, the 7 priests carried the 7 trumpets before the Lord, went forward, blowing their trumpet, and the ark of the Lord covenant followed them. The armed guards marched ahead of the priests who blew the trumpet, and the rear guard followed the ark. And all this time the trumpets were sounding. Third, you can't march unless you trust. The priests trusted Joshua. But Joshua had commanded the army, do not give a war cry. Do not raise your voice. Do not say a word until the day I tell you to shout. Then shout. So he had the ark of the Lord carry around the city, circling it once. Then the army returned to the camp and spent the night there. Joshua got up early. You got to get up early when you want to hear from God. Joshua got up early the next morning. The priest took up the ark of the Lord. The seven priests carried the seven trumpets, went forward and marched before the ark of the Lord and blowing the trumpets. The armed men went ahead, and then and the rear guard followed at the ark of the Lord. Hey, I love it. It makes me think about my army days when we marched forward. I had them in front of me leading. I had those ahead by side to side, and I had them in the back in the rear. 360-degree coverage. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Yes. Then, so the second day, they marched around the city once and returned to the camp. They did this for 6 days. You can't march unless you have hope. On the seventh day, they got up at the dark daybreak and marched around the city seven times in the same manner, except that on that day, they circled the city seven times. The seventh time around, when the priest sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the army, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. The city and all that is in it are to be devoted to the Lord." Hallelujah. Only Rahab, the prostitute, all who are in are with her in the house shall be spared, because she hid the spies when sent. But keep away from the devoted thing, so that you will bring about your own, you won't bring about your own destruction by taking any of them. Otherwise, you will make the camp of Israel liable to the destruction and bring trouble on it. All the silver, the gold and the articles of bronze and the iron are sacred to the Lord and must go into his treasury. When the trumpet sounded, the army shouted, and the sound of the trumpet, when the men gave loud shouts, the walls collapsed. So everyone charged straight in and took the city. They devoted the city to the Lord and destroyed the sword and every living thing in it, men, women, young, old, cattle, sheep, and donkeys. Joshua said to the two men who had the spies out the land, "Go into the prostitute and bring her out and all who belong to her in accordance with your own oath to her." So the young men who had done the spying went in and brought out Rahab and her father and mother, her brothers and sisters, and all who belonged to her. You see, when you follow God, God will take care of you. And he was not like a man who should lie. He fulfills what he calls him. When he fulfills what he says he's going to do. They brought out the entire family and put them in the place outside of the camp of Israel. Then they burned the whole city and everything in it. But they put the silver and gold and the articles of bronze and iron into the treasury of the Lord's house. But Joshua spared Rahab, the prostitute, with her family and all who belonged to her, because she hid the men Joshua had sent as spies to Jericho. And she lived among the Israelites to this day. Again, you cannot march unless you're willing. Rahab was equally willing to serve the Lord. And at the time, Joshua pronounced this solemn oath: "Cursed before the Lord is one who undertakes to rebuild this city, Jericho. At the cost of his firstborn son, he will lay its foundation. The cost of his youngest, he will set up the gate." So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame spread throughout the land. Let me go back here. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame spread throughout the land. You got to be willing to march. You got to be willing to trust. You got to be willing to do. You got to go forward. Too many people want to sit. When life brings them challenges, when life brings them down, when life don't treat them right, they want to stop in their tracks. And that's what Satan wants. He wants to be able to kill, steal, and destroy us. But, oh, no, we have to believe in faith that God come to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. And this is what we saw with Jericho. This is what we saw with that young man. God provides. You see, if we are to march forward in Christ, we must not lose confidence and faith that has shown God's love, his unlimited power, his authority, his provision for us throughout our whole lives. Hallelujah. I had to remind myself of this, for many times my life has been tested from a child into present day. Let me take a pause for the call to share a few of my challenges. Many times we don't know what many of the people we go through. Sometimes when you look a certain way, as they always say to me, I go, "Doctor, on the outside you look good. On the inside, there's trouble." I have to believe that greater is he that's in me that's in the world, that the trouble they speak of, the Holy Spirit is already taken care of. Because this is just a house. And as the old saying goes, it's not the house that you entertain, it's the person inside it that makes it a home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, as I went through my life in the early years, I got hit by a car at 6 years old, blind in one ear, one eye, bit my tongue off that they had to reattach it, falling on a nail at the age of 7 with no major brain damage, at least to be seen anyway. At 17 years old, escaped an explosion of a car for which I fell asleep under the wheel due to it was late at 3 in the a.m. and I was high on pot, tore up from the floor. I've been kicked by horses in my head multiple times due to my rodeo days. No major brain damage that I could see. Maybe after now looking at the MRIs, it was there. But back in those days, people didn't do these tests. First, we couldn't even afford something like that. So I wouldn't have known if I had major brain damage, but I kept marching forward. That's how I couldn't entertain the loss, the hit, the disappointment, the hurt, the pain, the almost lost a life. Had to keep moving forward. And then to bring it to a close of some of my challenges, a major helicopter accident that caused me to have 5 surgery, which would have accumulated up to 7, but I refused. But I'm standing. And I remember laying on the table. I said, Lord, if you get me off this table and let me walk again, I'll never stop walking. Now that I haven't done. Oh, I was challenged a few times and I tried to crawl. I said, Lord, you know what I got to do. I personally don't have a prayer closet. Because no matter what, if I'm in my place, I'm distracted. That's my attention span. So I have to do like Jesus. I got to find me a God to consider me. So I have multiple parts that I go to, multiple spots where there's nobody but me and nature, me and God. I got multiple. Whatever location I was at, I found them. And if they didn't have no part, I found a quiet place in the desert where it's me and no distraction, where I could hear the voice of God through the Holy Spirit. I listen, and I listen, and I ask him for guidance and direction. Even when I've fallen short, be still me. Even when I let him down, I deny him like Peter. He still showed me he loved me. I tell you this with boldness and confidence. God loves every last one of us. I know this from the beginning of our lives to the end of it. We may not see him, we may not experience him, but God is there. If we entertain him from the natural, we miss our peace. Because Jesus said, peace I leave with you. When we look inside, as I was telling someone the other day, we had to get away from this, allowing external factors to control our internal stability. That peace that surpasses all understanding. See, if we entertain and lean to our own knowledge, our own way, our own flesh, we lose that peace because there's always turmoil going on in the world. And it ain't going to stop. It's going to get worse. But see, it's not, again, about the issues that are around us. It's what's inside of us. This is why I had to remind myself, greater is he that's in me that's in the world. But see, the same spirit that rose Jesus up from the dead and now dwells in us, this same spirit quickens our mortal, makes it alive. All things are passed away, and all things become new. We become a new creation in Christ. You see, we must march forward in Christ by faith. So today, if you're listening to me, never, never, ever stop marching forward in Christ by faith, because it does have this great recompense of reward. You may not see it, and if you're for certain, if you're looking at it to see it from the neck and eye, you're going to miss it. You may not see the results fast enough. It may look bad before other people, but when we wait on the Lord, his word confirms it. In Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk, not faint. The scripture also tells us in Luke 18:27, when Jesus replied, these things which are impossible with man are possible with God. Like the man who couldn't walk, the scripture tells us in John 5:8, Jesus said, get up, take up your bed and walk. When I was on my knees, say, get up, take up your bed and walk. and I would get up, and it would hurt so bad. It hurt so bad to put on my socks that it felt like I walked 5 miles. But I was so elated, so excited. The other day I went to go pray to God at Belle Isle and almost walked the whole thing. And I said, oh, I might have to pay for that one, but I ain't paid yet. It says God's healing power continue to heal me. Continue to heal me. I truly believe that every day God is healing us. But if we allow these external factors that Satan try to get in our head and make us look at what we see, we lose sight that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Like a seed that's been planted into the ground, we got to wake up and realize we can't see it germinating. We can't see it detaching. But eventually it's going to break through the darkness and it's going to come up to the light. And when it comes up to the light, God will begin to use it to make it grow. And when it grows to be this magnificent tree, it will bear fruit. And when it bears that fruit, someone will see it shining bright. And what is that fruit? That fruit of the Spirit is love. Love covers a multitude of sin. Love helps us to be able to connect. Love helps us to be able to believe. Love helps us to be able to have empathy and compassion. Love is there. And because of that love, we begin to display those other fruits, joy, goodness, gentleness, kindness. For we want to embrace our brothers and sisters. We want to embrace our family. We want to embrace the people who let us down. We want to embrace the people that hurt us. We want to embrace the people that moved in the direction that was taking us in the wrong direction. We want to embrace them. We want to begin to forgive. We don't want to live in anger. Yes, love takes over, and we begin to bear the good fruit. So if you are ill, march forward in Christ by faith. If you are tired because life seems to be draining the very last bit of energy you got, march forward in Christ by faith. And if you feel alone with no one to call your own, march forward in Christ by faith. If you feel that you're without resources to meet the next bill, march forward by faith. If you feel your family, friends are not there to support you or believe in you, march forward by faith. If you're confused about your destiny, feeling like you're that wonder in generality, march forward by faith. Because when you march forward in faith, you become that meaningful Pacific. You see, God said he has a plan for us. We have a destiny already. You see, like that young man that found the water in the husk, trust that God will provide. Like the Israel who were enslaved, trapped, hungry, afraid, believe that God will provide. God's word tells us in Hebrews 13:5-6, keep your lives free from the love of money. Be content with what you have, because God said, I will never leave you, never forsake you. So he said that we must have the confidence that the Lord is our helper, and I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Hebrews 13:20 says, now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him. Not what is always pleasing to us, what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, we must march forward in Christ by faith. We can't give up. We got to keep looking up, and we got to keep going forward. We got to hear the trumpet sound. We got to hear the shout of God telling us, you can do all things through my son Christ. You just have to believe it. So when we're down, when we're low, take it as a test. Take it as a test that's soon going to be your testimony that you can share with someone else. As you hold your head up high, as you walk with that smile, as you walk with that confidence, not based on your external factor, but what's inside of you, that you are a child of God. You are a child of God. You are a child of God. And because of that, we are his masterpiece. And because we're his masterpiece, we got value. And that value is so important that man could never measure up to the value or his cost. Because, see, we're kingdom children. And in a kingdom where there's endless resources, can never go wrong, because we're never left alone. Let me share with you the soldier's perspective. Do not cast away your confidence. Sometimes it's easy to lose our confidence when disappointment after disappointment happens in our life. From major losses to major hurt, either way, the test of our faith is being challenged. But the scripture tells us in Romans 3 to 5, not only that, but we rejoice in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, but because God's love has poured into our heart through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Jesus said, I will never leave you comfortless. He gave us what power he used as he walked the earth, the Holy Spirit, so we can keep on marching. As the old and precious songs say, keep on pushing. We got to keep on pushing. We can't stop now. And the scripture tells us in James 1:2-4, testing your faith. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. So various trials are going to come our way. For you know that they're the testing of your faith to produce steadfastness. And let the steadfastness have this full effect that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing, the show choose to say. Nothing. He didn't say something. He didn't say a little bit. He said nothing. Perfect and complete. As you go through this week, remember Satan is going to attempt to kill, steal, and destroy your hopes, your dreams, and leave you to God-given destiny. But remember not to cast away your confidence. Keep marching, because like the march that during the Civil Rights Movement, they understood that this march is not, as they say in the word, the race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but him that endure to the end. Ecclesiastes 9:1:1. Isn't that ironic? 9:1:1. Marching in faith by Christ. And as I always like to say out of Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. So when life brings about those challenges, those highs and lows, those disappointments, those storms, those waves, those mountains, be not discouraged. Don't throw away your confidence, because God has a plan for our life. Us to prosper, not for harm, or hope and a future in him. And for those of you who may not have accepted Christ, is there someone new? Or maybe you got lost hope. You can't seem to march forward. You're stuck. Quicksand is bringing you down, because the more you move, it seems to pull you down. Oh, but don't be discouraged. Because like the prodigal son who was down in the pigsty, he woke up and he realized there was one that loved him. When the world didn't care, when there was no one there, he realized he had a father that he could go back to. And he learned. See, life is about experiences to learn from. They are not to be like curses, but like lessons. He learned what was really important. So he marched on to his old home. And he saw his daddy in the distance. And he saw him, and he saw with open eyes, and the daddy saw his son in the distance. And he wanted to ensure that his son knew it was him, so he opened his arms up. And he turned his back. I could see him turning his back and telling the servants, go kill the fast calf. Go get the robe. Let's celebrate. My son is coming home. They say the angels rejoice every time someone receives Christ. So if you haven't received him, it's a simple process. It's just accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. Speaking it with your heart and with your mouth, letting the world know you ain't ashamed. And having enough confidence, as he said, the faith the size of mustard seed, having enough confidence that God receives you. And I can imagine that young man with his head held down in shame, but he kept marching forward. He could have thought his daddy mad. He could have thought his brother was mad. But he kept marching forward in faith. He trusted. He was willing, and he had hope. This is the same here. Be willing, trust, and keep hope alive that God is with you. God loves you, and he's going to welcome you with open arms. Accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. And let old things be passed away, and let's begin the new life in Christ. And when you fall, because again, once you accept Christ, I'll tell you personally, I fall a lot, probably every day. But no longer can man shame me. No longer can man make me feel bad. Because as I said earlier, I put that spy cam on you, and I track you for 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days. I got you. See, I'm not here to make judgment on a man, because God is the only one could judge. There was one thing that Tupac said, only God could judge me. But see, he's not here to judge me like that. He had to love me and allow me, I know at 63, allowed me through those 23,000 days to get closer to him. And I told my elders today, I got 13,000 more to go to reach my goal, my personal goal of 100. And I want to be able to stand. I remember George Burns, who said he would live to be 100. And George was a comedian, so they asked George, they said, George, with you carousing with the women and smoking and drinking, what do your doctors think about this? He said, I don't know. They all dead. See, George had enough confidence. See, faith work, principle work. See, logos is rationale. That's what the word means. Logos is rational, logic, reason. See, principle. The principle works no matter who uses them. Now, they can use it for good, use it for evil. That's why crimes, people get away with crimes for a while. But we're going to use it for good. We're going to be the light, as we were talking the other day. If it ain't no light, you be the light. If it ain't no beauty, you be the beauty. If it ain't no love, you be the love. Be what you want others to be. Because as your light continues to grow brighter and brighter, you're going to draw some attention to you. And they're going to want to know why your light shines so bright. But again, when Christ had put the Holy Spirit in us and made our body alive, that light got brighter and brighter. We keep moving forward. We keep marching by faith in Christ. So again, I hope that the words that the Holy Spirit used in me today will help you to see what I'm seeing, that he would never leave us or forsake us. He's the same yesterday as he was for the Israelites. He's the same today as he is for that young man that was in the desert. And he's the same tomorrow, the one that told us he'd give us hope in the future. That in itself, no matter what the world can offer you, that in itself is worth his weight in gold. Again, my name is David Patterson. I'm the host. And I thank you for taking a pause for calls out of your time, out of your moments of the day, that you would listen and allow the Holy Spirit to use me as a vessel to share the good news. The gospel of Jesus Christ. Have an amazing and wonderful week. God bless you. And remember, you pray for me, I pray for you, and let's watch these amazing things that God will do for us in our life. Have a wonderful week. Hallelujah.
Presence of the Lord, I've been
free, delivered,
and in your presence, Lord,
I found joy,
grace,
and favor,
and right now.
forgiven.
My past
is over.
It's over.